Hello, studio owners, and welcome home, back to the place where you and I together grow your studio. Now, today's lesson is all about getting your attention on retention, a theme that's been weaved through this whole module. There are many ways to keep students happy, learning, and growing at your studio, as we've discussed. From social events to in-house promotions, there is something that your studio could be doing right now that it may not be doing. In this video lesson, I'm going to walk you through a truckload of proven strategies that will increase your retention rates and overall fulfillment for you, your teachers, and your students. When I first sit down with private clients and I ask them about their retention rates, and I say, what are your retention rates for your studio year on year? About 90% of them cannot tell me. The funny thing though is the ones that don't know say it's really good, it's about 80 to 90%. But when we dig into the figures, it generally sits more around 55 to 70%. I think as studio owners, we know that what we do makes a big difference in the lives of our students and dance families with the ones that stay, but we quickly forget the ones that come for just one class or two classes and never again. So this is a problem. I love the numbers, as you know, and if you're not tracking retention on your weekly report, then you're not really in the loop of what's happening in your business. So one important facet of calculating your retention rate is to not do it by the term or the month, but by the year. You see, if you're just calculating it in these short bursts, you won't get a true representation of what your retention rate really is. So the reason you need to know your retention rates, well, A, you want to plan for how many new students you need to recruit a year to maintain your numbers, but more importantly, B, how many new students do you need to enroll for you to reach your goals relating to student numbers? Retention is one of our final modules, as if you put into place an excellent business systems and procedures, have passionate and dedicated teachers with engaging class structures, then you will automatically bump up your retention. To lift your retention rates even further, I want to share with you the things that you can be doing to keep your students loving your studio. Firstly, though, I want to talk about past students. You know, the ones that have left you to go off somewhere else, or maybe to a sport and occasionally to another dance studio. By now, you would have implemented your exit survey, so would have an idea of why they've left. But after they have been gone 3 months, I like to send them a "We miss you" postcard by direct mail, not an email, a postcard that goes to their mailbox. You'll be able to run this report on your dance studio software and then have your office staff member send them out. Get them printed and ensure you've included an offer. In regards to the copy on the postcard, you might have "We miss you" with a strong image, and then on the back, a handwritten quick note and an offer to come back and spend a week with the studio. Sure, you know, they've left for a reason, so I also like to include on the back, you know, "Dear Sally, we've missed seeing your smiling face here at Jazz Hands Studio. We've made some changes since you were last with us, and I'd love to invite you back for a week's worth of classes on me. Simply call or email us within the next 7 days to arrange your week. Look forward to seeing you, Clint." I include an expiry so that they take action straight away. Another tip is to make sure you have printed on the postcard that they can also pass this offer to a friend or family member. You want to ensure you add this line so it doesn't just end up in the bin. After this, simply keep them on your newsletter list. Now, what about all those students who inquired about your classes but never came? When you follow the enrollment process in Module 4, you'll call them a few times before you simply add them to your newsletter in hopes that that gets them in the door and gets them keen. In some cases, you'll get their enrollment form, But you know well enough, you know, by now that, you know, you never want to leave anything to chance. So with your non-enrollers, what we like to do with these past students, you know, 3 months down the track, I want you to send them an email as we went through with the autoresponder emails. In the marketing world, it's called the 9-word email. Again, just go over it. Just to go over it, the email would say, "Hi, Sally. Just wondering if you're still interested in dance classes? Warm regards, Clint." It's remarkable the amount of people that reply to these emails. Real estate agents use these all the time and they have proven to be highly effective. Many studio owners have implemented this strategy and seen a great response. You know, some people won't write back. Some will say they're not interested and some will say yes. Even if one person a month says yes and all you've done is set up an automated email sequence, I think that's a win. Now comes the super fun part. So once you have your students in the door, how can you ensure that they stay there? Sure, you need to provide them with awesome training, great teachers, and be running a super sleek, organized business, but I now want to talk to you and I want to go through the top 10 retention strategies that you can set up in your studio. Number one is monthly goals. When a student enrolls into your classes at the studio, it's important you find out why they're signing up. Sure, you know, if they're 3-year-olds, then it's not really their decision, it's their parents. Then why has their parent enrolled them into dance classes? As the students get older, I encourage the studio owner to get each of their students to send in their goals for the month at the beginning of every month. Now, you may have over 1,000 students. The idea here is not to reply to them, but for them to know that you have them. It's an accountability thing, and during the month, they need to work hard to reach their goals. What I love about this is sometimes it's not even about class. It might be about maybe losing weight and becoming healthier or to help their mum more around the house. Then when you see them, they might say, you know, "Hey, Mr. Clint, I can do a double pirouette already, and it's only 2 weeks into the month." This is what makes you smile, you know, students growing and learning. Number two, your studio book. I didn't mention this in the new enrollment process as I like this to come 2 weeks after a new student has started with your classes. It's a branded book with your studio logo on it where your students can track their goals, things to practice, important notes given out in class, and really anything that's happening at the studio. The idea is that they use this for the year and then the following year they purchase one of these books from the studio, which is another source of income that can come to you. I have some clients who I've worked with to create an app, an application for your phone that does the same thing. There's something about a book though that the students love. It's tangible and they can really be creative with what goes inside. Number three, dance exams. Now some studios offer exams and some don't. I'm all for teaching syllabus work in your studio as it provides students with an excellent technical foundation. The same way you're doing this training process, a syllabus acts as building blocks. So in each lesson, your students can see progression. This is really important. I found over the last few years working with studio owners that there are more dropouts in the open classes than exam classes, and it's because there's no real structure and the students don't feel like they're achieving. Even if you don't do exams, having syllabus work offered at your studio will certainly increase your retention. Number four, a pathway. If you think about an employee who goes to work at an organization, they're more keen to take a position where there's room to grow and move up in the company. This is not too different in a dance studio. The same way I spoke about how syllabus work provides progression to the students, it's important there's a plan in place for them. Maybe it's that they want to move on to be a student teacher. So how does that work for them? Maybe they want to start auditioning for show. So how can you help them with that? Especially with your teenage students, it's important to be having these conversations with them. Number five is you want to be looking forward to events. You know, when you decide to book a holiday in 2 months' time, how excited, you know, you know, you are to the lead up to the holiday. Well, I want you to think about introducing events into your studio that do the same things for your students. Events like concerts or recitals, competitions and workshops are perfect on the calendar to get your students excited. Number five, create a social studio. When your students are juniors, you don't have too much competition. Basically, if they're not at dance class, then they're at home, but they get older, they have more options, more distractions and more things they could be doing besides being at dance class. As I've mentioned, the main thing all humans need is to be connected to other human beings. So why not create more of a social scene at your studio? Can you afford to have a timetable that creates small gaps between classes where your students can interact? I also suggest that at least four times per year you organize a social event at your studio, like a disco, a picnic. Maybe you can go and see a show with everyone. Now, I don't expect you to be spending all your free time mixing with your customers, but four times a year, I believe, is manageable. The next one up is we want to celebrate birthdays. I'm a big fan of sending birthday cards out in the mail, which I know can take some time, but I believe they are totally worth it. I've worked with many studio owners who have had their own studio cards made and send them out each month. Alternatively, you can have a poster made up that you email out that's personalized for each of your students. The other option is with your junior school to pick up a new birthday song each year, and in the last 2 minutes of class, you can have them sing the song and surround the birthday person and make them feel really special. They really love this one. What about picking up the phone? Most studio owners cringe when I say pick up the phone, but hear me out on this one. Now, you know that there are parents in the studio that come in most weeks to say hello and chat with other parents, and then there are some that you never see. Those are the ones I'm talking about. If you're not seeing some students' parents, it's important they receive a call from you or your staff member every 90 days to check in, say hello, and see how their child's going with classes. I've seen this hands down boost retention rates. In-class competitions. So each month or term, it's a fun idea to again think about the progression of your students. You might like to introduce a competition. For example, it could be who can increase the amount of pirouettes that they can do, or who can decrease the amount of inches they are from the floor when doing the splits. You can do different competitions for different classes and keep a chart to see the progression and results that your students are getting. Celebrate their anniversaries. You know, 5 and 10 year appreciation awards are really great initiatives to introduce into your studio. These are the awards for the students who've been at your studio for 5 or 10 years. You could have a dinner all together, acknowledge them at the end of your concert or recital, or organize a half or a full day trip to see a show or somewhere else exciting. You might give them a subscription to go to the ballet as well. It's important you make a bit of a fuss over these people, and they've certainly been a big part of your studio. We then have performance opportunities. I touched on creating events in the calendar to get your students excited, and just to expand on that, on those performance opportunities, you know, they're really exciting for your students. It gives them an opportunity to get out and be seen while showcasing what they've been working on. It's obviously a great way for you to promote the studio as well. I want you to think about the local, you know, school events, the Easter shows or Christmas shows. You know, lots of events are seasonal, so it's a great idea to have a list of these events so you could be involved in, and contact the event organizer well in advance to see if you can be involved, and then ensure it goes on the calendar so that your students can get excited. One last tip I want to share with you. It's about studio uniform. So this one's going to sound a little bit odd to you. But do you know the amount of students who won't return to dance class because they feel uncomfortable in your studio uniform? If you only allow a leotard, then think about having additional clothing items that can cater for all shapes and sizes. It would be disappointing to have students leaving you because they feel self-conscious. Think about this, you know, think about going to the beach. You know, do people love to be seen in their beach gear? Some people don't go to the beach because they don't want to expose their bodies. So think about this when you're putting in place your uniform rules. Okay, that was a huge lesson and a really important one. The first thing I would love for you to do straight away is to work out your true retention rate. And then you can start working on implementing these strategies into your studio. Just start by picking two or four strategies that you can implement over the next kind of 3 months, and then you can add some more in. I'm a big lover of retention and really delivering beyond expectations, so I hope I've injected some of my passion in this area over to you, if you needed it, that is. You know, most studios I meet are so passionate about retention, as am I, and just need the tools to really make it work. So now you have the tools. As always, it's been really great to have you on this lesson. I look forward to receiving your questions and our comments around retention. I'd love to hear what you're doing in your studio as well. Thanks for joining me. Take care, and I look forward to seeing you really soon. Bye for now.